Hey, good morning, the lovely Christy.
Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Andy.
Happy Friday, Mike.
Happy Aloha Friday, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. Here we go, Sioux Falls. Pop quiz question. This is the last day of our questions about drivers. What state issues the most tickets for distracted drivers? That includes being on the phone, texting, eating, reading, even putting on makeup. Is it Florida? Is it California? Is it New York? Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. Selena Gomez is hopelessly in love with Justin Bieber. I know they talked about breaking up, but the bottom line is she canceled her month-long Australian tour because she didn't want to be away from Justin that long. That is so beautiful. It is true. Rumor Willis is dating a 22-year-old guitar player of a band. And Rumor Willis introduced her mom, Demi Moore, to the 23-year-old drummer of the band. And now Demi's dating the 23-year-old drummer of the band. Something very weird about that whole thing. Movie news. Some people won't vote for Saving Mr. Banks because in real life, well, Walt Disney was kind of mean to women and minorities and an anti-Semitic. That's just the way it was with Walt Disney. Casey Affleck just signed to star in a biopic. He will play the Boston Strangler. Kevin Costner just signed to star in Draft Day about the National Football League and their dirty deeds done dirt cheap to get college players. TV nuggets. I hear the Lindsay Lohan reality show probably is not going to happen. I mean, she never shows up. She disappears during rehearsals. She constantly argues with the producer. And the producer's Oprah, not a good idea. You know what, guys? I used to love Pawn Stars, but it has gotten so scripted, so corny, so predictable, I can't even watch it anymore. Do you watch it?
I haven't in a long time.
No, don't watch.
Yeah, I can't watch it anymore. Well, we will be all over the Golden Globes come Sunday, from the red carpet to the show and the parties afterwards. I'm already hearing that Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are going to hit a home run as hosts, even funnier than last year. That'll be tough. They were great last year. And there were already a couple of parties last night. The big one was the Blue Jasmine party hosted by Cate Blanchett. And the last day of our questions about drivers, what state issues the most tickets for distracted drivers? That includes using phones, texting, eating, reading, and even putting on makeup. Is it California? Is it New York? Or is it Florida?
New York.
California.
According to the American Transportation Safety Board, it isn't even close. It's Florida. Florida. Bonus question. Instant pop quiz question. What state, percentage-wise, has the most drunk driving arrests?
Montana.
I will say... Texas. I don't know.
Montana.
Wow.
Look at our girl. Uh-huh. Look at her go.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great day. We'll do her again on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Mike Evans in Hollywood. See you.